Time now for Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make your county what we all want it to be.
With us today on Your County on the Move, Andy Merriman, who is one of your county's assistant county managers. And Andy, when we look at this year's budget, which is now in place, there are dollars set aside, millage, for the rural fire boards. Explain what that's being used for.
Sure. Each individual board made budgetary requests specific to equipment needs, personnel needs, et cetera, and they're unique to each one of the different departments. One department in particular, Oakdale, had requested a part-time employee. That was the first time that they've ever done that, so they're actually getting into the paid personnel side of the fire suppression services. But the other side of the coin is that you've got equipment needs from department to department, and those requests are reflected in the millage increase from department to department.
But also because of the challenge that the rural fire boards are having in getting volunteers who are there to make calls, you're having to start looking at putting dollars into getting paid personnel.
Yes, sir. The county, this is the first time we've kind of crossed that Rubicon where the county is hiring 4 full-time firefighters to supplement and be on the ground in the event of a call. When 80 to 90% of our calls are medical in nature, time is of the essence. And so having full-time firefighters and first responders available to quickly get apparatus, equipment, and life-saving equipment to wherever it's needed is crucial at this point.
Andy Merriman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.